Local artists in Delaware are turning trash into art to spread awareness about the importance of protecting the state's waterways. WHYY News' Zoe Reed reports it's all part of a competition and exhibition in Wilmington that's on display through April.
This is my little art studio.
Apeksha Jan shows me around her home studio in Wilmington. The hobbyist likes to watch Bob Ross and create oil paintings of landscapes. Her latest painting is of an Indian goddess. Jan also collects discarded items, from rope to wine corks, to create art. This year, she took bottle caps and food packaging to create a mixed-media piece of art, depicting a tortoise stuck in the trash. It's part of the Trash into Treasure Delaware Art Contest. The annual event challenges artists to promote clean water.
If you utilize every trash and recycle and reuse that and remove that, you can always get a very good nature around you, which will be pure, very healthy. So that's what I'm trying to show in my art piece.
Jan's artwork is one of 23 submissions on display in Wilmington's City County Building through April. Last year's winner, Sharon Nakarato of Frederica, is also a hobbyist. This year, she collected trash while walking her rescue dog Heidi along the beach. She cut out corks and bottle caps and created the shape of owls on canvas. Nakarato says anyone can try it at home.
I have no formal training. I'm really not an artist per se in the sense of someone who's doing paintings and that kind of thing. But I just think if you try it, anything like that, you'll find that you are more talented than you think you are.
The exhibit and contest coincides with the Christina River cleanup. Over the past 30 years, more than 360 tons of trash have been cleared from the watershed, which supplies drinking water to people in Newcastle County. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.